expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds. There we go. I can hear myself.
Good morning.
I'm not sure what happened.
Shucks. Yeah. I know.
That was weird.
Okay,
kind of garbly though.
I don't know. It sounds all right now. I mean, what a sweet voice. Huh? What do you think?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
I should be a crooner or something.
You should maybe. Don't quit your day job.
Somebody keeps turning it up and down.
Yeah, don't quit your day job.
Everybody put their hands on the table.
I got you over there, Wynn. I'm with you.
All right. Let's get down to business. It's Sunday, May 3rd, 2020. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And I'm not sure what's wrong with my microphone.
I told you, you're fading in and out, and it's all garbled. And
yeah.
Just cut it. Just cut it, Ashley.
I don't know.
That was okay.
Was that okay?
It's
on mine. You know, I can't even hear it in my own.
No, it's not.
How's that?
That's still nothing. I can hear everybody, but
I can't hear him on mine either. I can hear you.
That microphone is experiencing some technical difficulties. We will work on that during the break, but I don't know if you can maybe share with Wynn a little bit here.
I can move over with Wynn.
Well, that's not, I don't know, maybe that'll work. Oh. Let's see.
Is that far enough? Maybe if I scoot over there.
That's a little better.
I guess I can hear myself. It's kind of weird when you can't hear yourself. You just anyway. I think we got it straightened out.
Maybe.
My name is Mark Kent, and once again, I am your host for Sovereign Mind Radio. It is May 3rd, 2020, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting. Kind of scratchy there, but
yeah. Good morning.
And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal, Ash, is back.
And she's
good
back.
Morning.
Yeah. The we also have special back. Guests who are, well, they're not really special, but they're guests.
They're special. They're unique.
I mean, special goes, that could be the right word.
There's a lot of definitions for special.
Boy, what a week. What a week. And it's probably, this next week stands to be even a bigger week. A lot of stuff going on in the world. The Capitol, I caught some of the rally, couldn't get down there on the May Day, May Day, May Day. Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. Can I make a couple of announcements about local rallies?
Sure.
Okay, on May the 9th at the mall, here at the Shasta Mall, out around the Shasta Mall in Redding, California, between 11 and 1. We will be having a rally there. I'm saying we, it's some ladies that are putting it on, meaning we, the people. these ladies are putting on a rally there. Also on Tuesday at the steps of the Board of Supervisors, I don't have a time on that. Maybe Sally can get us the time on that. There also is going to be a rally there in opening up Shasta County. It's I'm not sure who the groups are. The thing that's really kind of cool about this is there's a bunch of people we don't know. Just like at Sacramento, that was amazing. I can't tell you how amazing that was. 550 cars minimum, 2-3 people per car, thousands of people out there, and the police were absolutely unbelievably Gestapo-ish. Unbelievably. And you've all seen the video. Mark, what say you, sir?
Well, I mean, Gestapo, yeah, probably says a lot of it. I mean, you know, we've got these people that are brainwashed into thinking that they can do whatever the government tells them to do. And
well, the thing is, they think they're supposed to.
Well, you know, supporting and defending the Constitution is not supporting and defending the government. The government is supposed to be supporting and defending we the people and our rights.
Right.
And I think that's where we're losing it. I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the color of law here, because when we go back to the title 42 U.S. Code and Section 242, and it talks about under the color of statute, it's 242 is what I got it. Title 18, 242, Declaration of Rights under Law.
Right.
Yeah, that's the, I'm not sure what the, we've got two.
This is a new one. See, the Title 18 is one that you can use, and you're right. But the problem is you have to get somebody to arrest somebody. That's the one you're talking about.
Well,
Title 42 attorneys, Code Section 1983 is the one you can use to actually sue, that you actually can use. Because, that's something that was just given to us not too long ago. I don't know if you got a chance to read it yet or
not. No, not really. I was thinking that,
242
is where we're at.
No, this is Title 42.
So we'll go over that as well. But what I'm saying is that, this, what I'm talking about here applies to both in either case. It doesn't really matter. What the color of law is about is it prohibits, unlawful confiscation of property, false arrest, the violations of the color of law, prohibit unlawful confiscation of property, false arrest on a subject, falsifying records, and so forth. And so when you look at these code sections, you know, and I'm going to read Title 18, 242, whoever under the color of law, statute, ordinance, and so forth, willfully subjects any person in the state, commonwealth, possession, district, to deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities, so on and so forth, you know. So what I'm suggesting here is that if there's any false narrative. Okay, the color of law prevents anybody under falsification to falsely arrest, to falsely deprive somebody of their rights, to falsely deprive somebody of their property. And that's the key, in my opinion, phrase in all of these statutes, because color of law is when you are, you know, using a false narrative to enforce the law, which means you're not really enforcing the law. What you are doing is falsifying the law in order to have your own end to your own means, or an end to your own means. And what I'm talking about here is if there was really a pandemic, for example, that was a serious threat to all of our health and all of our safety, then they might have a case to do some of these things that they're doing to prevent everybody from, you know, gathering and wearing masks and all this stuff. But what if all the data has been falsified knowingly on the actual pandemic itself, on how serious it was? Now, what's coming out more and more and more and more, and we've got so much data that we can prove that these guys have been falsifying the data on this pandemic for their own ends, for their own means, as a control issue to tell everybody what to do, how, when to do it, how much to do it, where to do it. And as what government does, is it takes away our rights because it becomes a self-serving entity if we're not careful here. And that's been since the beginning of time. I mean, you know, the reason we put the Bill of Rights in there is because government always seems to come out with people that are evil, that want to take everything you own from you and steal all your money and take all your property. You know, that's why we the people, you know, got together and said, hey, we want to put some limits on the government so that they don't do all this stuff, because they keep doing it over and over and over again. So under the color of law, if the justification for this pandemic has been falsified and continues to be falsified, and the data continues to be skewed so that it looks like there's a bigger pandemic and a bigger threat than there actually is, then they are operating under the false pretenses, and it is now the color of law that they're operating under and not the law itself.
And that's such a great point, Mark. I mean, that's so well put and such a great point, because exactly what's happened now is that they have found that the projections were 10 times more than what they are. Shasta County's projection for the maximum problem we would have was 126,000. 1,000 cases. That's what they
What do we have?
30.
30?
And you know,
but there's no way to know what the actual thing is because there's so much, I'm sorry, in my opinion, because the information is so tainted.
You know what I mean?
You can't you can't project something when you're basing it on stuff that isn't true.
Yes.
Or false.
Yes.
Or, you know.
Well, and we
not
know.
Correct.
And we know. Okay, so just for an example, there's the two doctors that came out this last week from the urgent care that said that, you know, they need to end the pandemic right now because of all this stuff that was skewed. What's the first thing that they did? They scrubbed it off of YouTube so nobody could see it.
That's true.
Okay, so instead of trying to get data out there to have an informed population make good decisions about things,
right?
They are wiping the data clean. They are skewing the data. You know, now if you die of pneumonia, they make it the COVID-19 virus is the cause of death.
And everything is.
That's exactly what I'm saying is that there is an ends to the means here, and it's not what they're not looking to keep our rights intact. They're not looking to do this for our benefit. They're looking to do this to take over as a government,
right.
And to gain power. And also, what you have to understand too is if they can keep this pandemic going, because they're pulling all the stops out. If we get to November and we still got this pandemic going, do you think they're going to want everybody to vote by mail?
Well, here's the deal. The deal is Sutter County is opening, Yuba County is opening, Modoc County is opening.
Yeah, Colorado, I saw that.
You know, so here's the deal. And that's why Title 42, Code Section 1983 is so important. The reason it is it's the civil action you can have under the color of law, which my partner over here totally explained beautifully about the color of law. And it looks like I guess we have to go to a break. Yep.
I don't think we have any callers on the line, do we? We might.
We have the Freedom Angels. They are holding on the line for
us. Okay, so hold the line for after the break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Okay.
I think they're both working now, so there we go. Yeah, a little late Miz there. Oh, maybe. I don't know. Not working right.
We got to go back. Sorry about that. A little late Miz there. What we don't want to do is we don't want to end up in a bloody French Revolution type thing here.
Yeah, really.
You know, that's where we would go if we don't stop these guys at some point.
Yeah, you know, and Mark and I want to make a clarification on United States Code Title 42, Code Section 1983. That was derived from the Civil Rights Act of 1871, and it is a federal statute that allows people to sue the government for civil rights violations. It applies when someone acting under the cover of law, which my partner over here was amazing with a great explanation, state level or local law has deprived a person of rights created by the U.S. Constitution or federal statutes. Now, Title 18, Code Section 242, makes it a crime for a person acting under the color of law to willfully deprive a person of the right or privilege protected by the Constitution of laws in the United States. So there's actually two things that can be done here, especially to the ladies we have that are holding on here that are a guest. They can enact Title 18, 242, and there can be an arrest on these officers and on their agency. Well, just on the officers, from what I understand. Then the rest of it would be Title 42, Code Section 1983, where they can sue civilly. The state of California, they could sue the Highway Patrol, they could sue the governor's office, and all this stuff would be totally legal. We just got this from from some legal advice that we got a few days ago, actually just when we got back from this.
Well, and if they're operating everything under false pretenses to begin with,
right.
which is what's happening here,
color
then
law,
I
right.
think there's the color of law case holds true. And would the Democrats sink this low? Would they try to sink the economy in order to regain power? Does anybody have any illusions that they would do anything else? With that said, let's...
We do have a couple callers on the line. We've got Denise, and we've got Heidi.
The Freedom Angels. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning,
it's Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Well, I don't know what this is with my mics today. Tell us about yesterday. You were down at the Capitol steps.
On Friday.
Was Friday? Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking it was yesterday for some reason. I don't know. I'm out of touch.
Friday.
Well, today's the 3rd. That makes sense because it was May Day.
Yeah, it was Friday.
Sorry. Not that I have anything else on my mind at all. Well, with that said, on Friday, excuse me for making the mistake, you guys were on the steps of the Capitol, and you got arrested for what?
For standing on the steps of the Capitol, physically standing and holding the line.
What?
That has been my kind of motto the entire time that I've stepped into such a public space in this campaign to bring awareness about what is going on in our country. And Freedom Angels is all about peacefully resisting, peaceful resistance, standing solidly with the Constitution and exercising those rights. Denise, Tara, and I were doing at the top of the steps.
What were you charged with?
I'm curious
as to what they charged you with.
Oh, that's a good question. I think I have the citation
violation.
Oh, it's
hey, girls. Girls, can you hear each other?
Not very well.
Okay, because you both were talking. It's not your fault. It's our phone system. Linda, do you have a way that maybe they can get on one line together? Are you two close to each other, or are you different places?
We're in separate cities.
Okay. They could conference.
Yeah. Either that or just say over when you're done.
So whoever wants to give me the charges, I guess.
That'd be great.
That'd be great, yeah. Tell us what they charged you with.
Go ahead, Heidi. So I have the citation. I refuse to sign it, but it looks like 186 DCCR Title 13, prohibited conduct. It was hard to read the rest of it. It's really light. And then there were two charges. There's another one, 12075. I think it's a health and safety code about communicable diseases or something like that. So it's really hard to read on the citation, but I just told them I was not going to sign anything that had anything to do with a public health order that is unconstitutional. It's an unlawful statute in the first place.
Is that why they arrested you? Was because you wouldn't sign the citation, actually? Do you know?
No, they detained us because we would not move from the Capitol steps.
I've got a question. This is Terry. How you ladies doing? Okay, Denise. Was there any physical harm that you believe that you all suffered? And also, I'd like you to tell us about the pastor that was also arrested. And was it on the same grounds you guys were arrested on?
Sure. So again, it was a very peaceful protest. There were parents and children and. There was absolutely no threat of violence until the police officers decided to come out and do a skirmish line on us. We were standing on the top of the stairs, and they had their batons in our backs. Our other partner, Tara, she has a contusion on her arm. I have one on my head from what may have been a baton. I have bruises on my legs and my arms from them dragging me out, and bruises on my bottom from being dragged onto the steps. So it turned extremely aggressive. That's not to say the officers did it on purpose. I don't know what they did. We did have, conversations with those officers, and they did let us know, we don't want to do this. This is not something we want to do. It's coming straight from the top. But I'm in a little bit of a different space at this time with how I feel towards it. It actually was Pastor Tim. Heidi would be better to explain that because she had more of a relationship.
Okay, before Heidi goes on to the pastor, I've got another question, and that is that, you know, these officers were saying they didn't mean to do it, and they were told to do it. They violated your constitutional rights. So, in other words, if in fact they're told to do something, they just do it. That's just there's no way in hell, excuse my French, that these officers could not be held responsible for any bruises you have and their actions. None of them were social distancing. They weren't wearing masks. They weren't following their own situation. So, you've been very polite about it, but I don't see how the officers could have been doing their job.
Well, question would be, who gave the order?
I haven't been as polite as Heidi and Cara and our other partners. When I was speaking with the officer, I told him the measure of a man is how he reacts in and outside of his uniform. And if he wanted to actually do righteous things and make the righteous choice, he would step out of line and he would take his officers with him who didn't agree with this order. And again, it was just going around in circles. You know, I have to do this. I have a family. So, I mean, again, I'm in a different space. I'm really not as polite, but I know that I need to watch what I'm saying at this point.
So, are you going to go to court and are you going to plead not guilty?
Yes, I'm going to plead not guilty.
I would think that in that process, you could find an attorney, and in that process, the attorney, through the discovery mechanism, could find out who actually gave the order.
I would assume. I mean, shortly after all that happened, Governor Newsom went on a press conference and said that he had no idea what was going on, and he couldn't make these calls because it would become political when the commissioner is appointed by him, and we have multiple officers saying this is coming from the top.
Okay, this is really, really important. Very important. You have a case. You have a civil rights, civil action case. You have a criminal case on whoever gave this order. Now, I know that there are certain law firms you've been working with. I'm sure that somebody would even take this on retainer. You could go after this civilly, and they would probably work pro bono, and, you know, you'd split the deal once it got done, but it's not so much about the money as it is, I think, about the criminal activity of these officers, even though they may have been ordered. That's not an excuse. If you're ordered, what if somebody ordered them to turn around and shoot their kid? Are they supposed to shoot their kid?
Well, I'll tell you what I think you should do is I think you should contact Bill Barr's office, Attorney General, because he just put out a press release this last week or so saying that they're going to go after these guys for violating people's constitutional rights at every level. And when I hear you say that the Governor Newsom, denies it, it tells me almost emphatically that he probably gave the order because, I mean, how many times have we heard that there's not a smidgen of corruption at the IRS? And now we're finding out this last week that this whole thing is going to the top and into the Obama administration.
Wow.
I mean, that's coming out, and it's not going away on these emails and who gave the orders on all these other things that have been going on this last couple weeks.
And with that, we do need to go to a break. Sorry, guys. Just hang on, and we'll pick it up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
what is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Can't hear you.
Well, I'm back over here, Sovereign Mind Radio, the home of the Free Fire Media Community.
Jump on the mics.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
I guess they want me to go first. So, Denise, I was just... Whoa.
Oh.
Are you there, Denise, still? We lose you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. One of my questions is how did they pick the 32 people out, do you know, that got arrested? From what I saw, you know, everybody's lined up on the steps. And so how did they go about weeding out the people that got arrested or cited?
I honestly cannot answer that. If you look at the video, you can see that the three of us, and Tara is actually on the line. I merged her on.
Oh, thank you.
The three of us, it looks like we were targeted. I was the first one who was plucked out of line. And they just pulled me by my arm and took my flag. They refused to give it back. And then after that, Heidi was knocked to the floor, so that they pulled her up, and then Tara was pulled by her arm, and she was hit with the baton in her back. So the other arrestees, I do not know how they were targeted.
Were they with you? Or
No, they were not with us. There was one gentleman by the name of Lou, who he's with California Valley Patriot, and he was trying to hold the line with us, and they arrested him quickly. And then there was another gentleman, and most of them were Christians. They were there. One was from a Christian militia, and he was removed. So it was really, there was no rhyme or reason to any of it.
Where were you being held?
In the basement.
Of the Capitol?
In the basement of the Capitol for a few hours, and then we were going to get released onto, you know, outside. They were just going to let us walk out, and then they said that plans changed and we needed to be driven to the CHP office, which was about four blocks away, in order to be released.
Well, I'll tell you what, I consider this a badge of honor if you ask me about what you guys just did.
I don't think we could hear you. Can you repeat that? We didn't quite hear you.
Which part?
The part about you were taken to the annex or something?
Oh, yeah. So we were going to be released, and then their plans changed. They got direction that we needed to be driven to the CHP office 4 blocks away in order to be released.
And we were re-handcuffed when they did that. So that was really a strange thing.
Well, this is just a show. What this is a show by the government, of course, to say this is what happens if you take any action against what we do. I mean, and I would consider it a badge of honor, I mean, to actually have been arrested. And I think it's about time that we start getting to the point where, we're in these guys' faces because, the real deal is they're operating under the color of law and they're not operating with good faith in supporting and defending the Constitution.
So you were under the jurisdiction of the CHP then? You were saying that CHP were actually the people that were holding you, not the Sheriff's Department?
Correct. We were held by California Highway Patrol.
There's your Title 42. There's your Title 42, 1983. I've got my partner over here, Wynn. He's nodding his head. That's what we were trying to get to. So the Highway Patrol, whoever takes on your case, that's where you go, the Highway Patrol. That was where the jurisdiction was.
And I want to talk a little bit about these doctors to establish the fact that the color of law is exactly what they're violating. Doctors Dan Erickson and Arden Massini, owners of an urgent care facility in California, say hospitals are empty because non-essential surgeries have been canceled, while many doctors and nurses have been sent home to make room for COVID patients that never showed up. Dr. Erickson said that California, which has a population of 40 million, reported 1,221 deaths. That means that there is only 0.03 chance of dying from the virus in California. And we know that they're skewing those figures too. So the real deal is that this whole thing is just a big pretense to make us stay in our houses and not gather and not fight back. And it's good to see you guys out there doing this.
Thank you. Exactly. This isn't week one. Everyone can see the new numbers coming in and that there is no course correction going on from the powers that have grabbed the emergency power, from the agencies that have grabbed emergency powers.
Well, if it go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
I was going to say, if it's so dangerous, if the numbers are as bad as they want us to believe, why weren't the police in masks and stuff? I mean, they can spread it. What, they don't get the disease? Are they immune to it? I mean, I'm just saying, what makes somebody, above wearing a mask if it's that deadly,
And they were not concerned. We can tell you we were with them for hours, and you can see pictures of them all congregating together without masks on the Capitol steps. And they were not moving away from us in fear, like some people are out in public because they've been told, sold by the media that they need to be. Well, they were not. They were not afraid at all to be in close contact with us or each other without masks.
Let me end with this doctor saying he explained that the immune system is strengthened by daily exposure to viruses and bacteria. Isolation and a sterile environment are detrimental to the immune system, which means that the COVID-19 lockdown is causing a higher risk of illness and death.
Right.
Well, yeah, because the immune system isn't working. You stop it.
Yeah, girls, what was the exact code they arrested you under? Because we had a listener who called in and said that the two codes you quoted have to do with dogs and cats on state building property. So, what were those numbers again?
Oh shoot. Where did they go?
I don't have my citation. Tara, you have my citation in your purse. Oh.
What are friends for?
What are friends for? That's great.
Oh, here it is. There it is.
Okay.
I was going to say, I haven't even looked for that. Here I have the code. It's 186, and it looks like a D, 186D, and then it's CCR Title 13.
Okay.
And then the other one was 12075 H and S, and I think it's communicable disease something or other. It's hard to read. It's really
on the 120.75 H is in Hilo.
Yeah, yeah, it says health and safety.
It's for health and safety. Yeah.
Okay.
12075 health and safety.
Okay. Just wanted to make it clear for everybody.
Yeah, we've got our crack producer looking for it right now. She's probably on it. Did you find it already, Ashley?
I'm still looking.
Okay. We'll find out what those are. Also, the other thing we wanted to ask you about was the pastor who got arrested. What was the was he charged with the same charges, and how was that exactly done? I heard he was grabbed. I heard he was not grabbed. I heard that the police were nice. I heard the police were not nice. What exactly happened there?
So we had reached out to Pastor Tim Thompson. Actually, Denise did, but I had been in a lot of communication with him about coming, and he said, yes, I've prayed about it. I think this is the right time and opportunity to be standing together strong as Christ followers. And I'm going to come and be with you in Sacramento on Friday and then on Sunday. So today, right now, he's opening his church doors. He has a pastor. He has a church in Riverside. So he's defying the orders and opening his doors.
Yeah, but so, when they arrested him, that's the question.
Correct. I think he was personally, this is just my personal opinion, I think he was targeted because they knew we had invited him. He had done a promo. We had promoted the fact that he was coming to speak with us and that he was going to open his church doors on Sunday. So to me, and from people that I saw and heard, I was not there when he got arrested. But multiple witnesses say he looked like he was targeted. Like they saw hand signals going for him. He's a very tall man who stands out. And he definitely was leading the crowd at that point, too, you know, providing guidance. Us three Freedom Angels had already been detained at this point. So that's my personal opinion about what happened.
Pastor Dave Bryant of Glad Tidings Church in Yuba County was there also. He was interviewed. And when the interview was done, he had mentioned that he went to the Board of Supervisors and told him that he believed that God was essential and they weren't, and more essential than they were. And he upped his services from not just Sunday and Saturday night, which usually they boast about 500 to 800 people. He upped them to four times a week. By the way, we just got word this morning that Yuba County and Sutter County, the two counties where he pastors, are opening up.
Wonderful.
Yes,
praise God.
It's amazing. Yeah, joining MODOC County.
Yes, joining MODOC County.
Can I get a little more clarification on that law, 186D? This is all real estate law, you know, is what I'm looking at.
I get motor vehicles for Title 13.
Yeah. Is there something else besides the 186D?
It's really hard to read, but I'm doing the best I can. 186, and it looks like D, and then CCR, Title 13, prohibited conduct, refrain on something state, something health hazard, present health hazard.
Yeah, I'd like to get clarification because I'm looking at rental and unlawful acts on a landlord's premises and so forth, and that has nothing to do with what you were doing. And so
on mine, on Title 13, it's all DMV.
Well, you know, I think we were confused
on what was going on because while we were getting, they were writing our citations. We were all at a table. They had to have copies of previous citations to know how to write this out. They kept asking questions. They really had no idea what they were doing. And you can tell, I mean, they were asking each other questions, what code is this? And they ended up having to make copies of the previous ticket so that way they knew what they were doing. So I think everybody's pretty confused on this.
Interesting.
Wow.
Not that they would make any mistakes. You know?
Yeah, we'll just make up a code section here.
So, ladies, so they truly didn't have a plan as far as arresting you. They were being probably fed something in their earbud to go after you, and then they'll figure out what the arrest is going to be cited as after the fact. Is that correct?
I believe that.
Correct, because we worked really closely with CHP, Sacramento PD. We always keep in communication when we do these types of events, so that way there's no misunderstandings. And from our understanding, they were going to allow, peaceful protest. They were going to just come out and educate, say, social distancing, but they were not going to press on it. They were not going to really, move forward with arrest from what my understanding was and when talking with the officers. And something dramatically changed within a couple of hours. They were being told that they needed to go outside. When the officers were talking to us, they said, you know, we're standing in the rotunda and our faces are just shocked because we don't want to go out there. We don't want to have to do this, but we're being told by the officers with stars on their collars that we need to go out there.
Wow.
So there was,
and those officers are the, you know, the commissioner and deputy commissioner who are appointed by the governor. That's who the orders are coming from. Because nothing had changed. No action of the crowd had changed.
Right.
So I will say, it was interesting that the setup on the property when we got there in the morning, they had like bike fences out, if you know the west steps, out from the left and right on either side. So there was the paved area and then part grass on both sides, which left us in a, you know, in an area easily to corral, easily to stand and push back from the Capitol to the street. So, you know, even though it was, we went there and we were allowed to be there, on, well, allowed. We were there on the property without incident, with only being educated, you know, and I really only a handful of people were going around to protesters to say anything. You know, so the order came from above suddenly to change and make an offensive move on us. And I think that's really the key, that it looks like that no one was doing anything different. It would have all been over in a couple hours. It was literally akin to a 4th of July party. And we had no choice but to stand our ground because this is our First Amendment right to peaceably assemble, especially on the state's highest public town square, which is the Capitol, and especially under emergency orders when one branch of government has seized complete power. A tyranny.
If
we don't stand there and then, where are we going to stand and say no?
Right. Well, I agree with that. Unfortunately, we have to go to another break. Please hang on, ladies. We would like to talk with you some more after the break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This ad is not from Hodder FHA and was not approved by Hodder any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premium is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell Branch Manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where necklace of hope died by side with me? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. Listen, I wanted to clarify something, and this is actually from personal experience, believe it or not, is that, you know, if you refuse to sign a ticket, then when you're signing that ticket, it's basically a promise to appear. And then the law enforcement, they kind of set you up, because they should have told you this, is that if you don't, you know, sign the ticket, they're saying I'm not going to appear. They're, you know, if you sign the ticket, that's saying I'm going to go to appear, and then that's where my forum is, a legal forum, so that I can fight the charges. And by not signing the ticket and not promising to appear, they can immediately arrest you in California. It doesn't matter what the charges are. It's about signing the ticket now. And I think that's probably what they did. I think they set you guys up, because if you didn't specifically know that, you know, you didn't know that what got you carted off was actually signing the ticket, or not signing the ticket, not the actual charge.
So I do, let me clarify what happened. So when they said, we were in the basement, and I was the first one to go to be processed in the basement. And I went and I sat down, and they were reading me the charges, and I just said, and they said, would you sign here? And I said, I would like to speak with my attorney first. And they refused to let me speak with an attorney. They said, I just need you to sign here. And I said, I'm not signing anything without speaking to my attorney first. I was polite and calm. And then they said, okay. And they put me back on my chair, or like our holding chairs. And then it was a few minutes later that they then cuffed us again and took us.
Well, that's what, see, that's what they're going to stand on when you get to court, though. They're going to go to court, and they're going to say, we gave her the opportunity to sign this ticket and she didn't do it. And that's going to side with the judge, because the judge is going to say, well, you know, ignorance of the law is no excuse. In California, if you refuse to sign the ticket and promise to appear, then we can arrest you.
I'm sorry, but that doesn't mean that you're guilty or not guilty by signing or not signing the ticket or citation. It has nothing to do with guilt or innocence.
Absolutely correct. It's not an admission of guilt. It's just a promise to appear. And what they did was they set you up. If you don't promise to appear, then basically they haul you in.
And they're supposed to tell, well, they should tell you that. I don't know. They usually say, if you don't sign this, then we're going to arrest you and take you to jail.
Right. They say, and they should have told you that this is not an admission of guilt. This is just a promise to appear. Did they tell you that?
Two people, Heidi and one other, I think, that didn't sign. Right, Heidi?
Yeah, there was one other that did not either. So my whole thing was, I just kept saying, I just want to speak with an attorney, and they kept refusing to let me speak with an attorney. So I don't understand why I would not be allowed to speak with an attorney to understand from an attorney what was the correct thing.
Because at that time you weren't arrested.
We were being detained.
You were being detained, not arrested.
Yeah, and so and I'm not saying this is right. That's what they do, and that's what they're going to tell you. When you go to court, that's exactly what they're going to say to you, is that she wouldn't sign the ticket and a promise to appear, because what their position is going to be is, once you sign the ticket, we let you go, and then you go get an attorney, and then you figure out what you want to do to fight this thing. Otherwise, we've got to arrest you because you're saying I'm not going to court.
And that all I was saying is I wanted to speak with an attorney to understand what was going on.
No, I get it. I'm giving you the fundamentals of the law here on what they did and how they did it and what they're going to hang their hat on. That's exactly what they're going to say.
Now, if they would have, after you didn't sign it and you were arrested and you didn't want to give them any more information, then you could have asked for an attorney at that point and they would have had to been obligated to get you an
attorney.
Well,
now you're in your Miranda rights. You have a right to an attorney. You have a right to this. You have a right to that. Once you don't sign that, and you're arrested. When you're being detained, you know, it's different than if you're being arrested. Does that make sense?
None of this was explained to me. I'm in handcuffs, so, and I've never been handcuffed before.
Well, and I would tell them that. They should have, the police officer should have informed you of all of this.
Of all of your rights.
Of all of what's going on, mm-hmm. why if you don't sign the ticket, why what's going to happen if you don't sign the ticket, you know, and so forth. So we got
to
go to our break.
Yeah, we're at the top of the hour, but please hang on, ladies, if you want to, and we will pick it up on the other side of this hard break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Twitter, the former president said, "We serve our neighbor by separating from them.
We cannot allow physical separation to become emotional isolation. This requires us to be not only compassionate, but creative in our outreach."
Bush reminded Americans our country has faced times of testing before and said he's convinced that the spirit of service and sacrifice is alive and well in America.
"We are not partisan combatants. We are human beings, equally vulnerable and equally wonderful in the sight of God."
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Bad news from India. They today reported more than 2,600 new cases of the virus, biggest single-day jump in that country, and new cases in Russia have exceeded 10,000 now for the first time. Leader Mitch McConnell plans to confirm more Trump judicial nominees when the Senate reconvenes tomorrow.
McConnell says it's time to resume confirming the president's executive and judicial nominations. He recently told the Salem Radio Network, "My motto for the year is to leave no vacancy behind." That hasn't changed. Democrats are pushing back, insisting that this is no time to focus on issues other than the pandemic. Democrats have tried and failed to convince McConnell to call off plans to reconvene. Minority Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois calling it dangerous and risky at a time when Washington, D.C. is reporting the most new coronavirus cases since early April. Agnew reporting.
Israel's high court has begun hearing petitions against Benjamin Netanyahu forming a government while facing criminal indictments. The proceedings, held by an exceptionally large panel of 11 justices, are focusing on the issue of whether a politician can form a government while under indictment, something the Israeli legal code does not explicitly prohibit. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Two high-profile participants in the college admissions scandal will not go to jail right away.
A judge ruled they can delay going to prison until this summer because of the coronavirus pandemic. Requests for home confinement instead of prison time for Michelle Janovs, an heir to the Hot Pockets fortune, and Douglas Hodge, former chief executive of a top investment company, were denied. They don't have to report to prison until at least June 30th. Lawyers for the two had argued it's too dangerous to send them to prison in the middle of a pandemic. John Scott reporting.
South Korea says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un did not undergo surgery or any other medical procedure amid speculation about his health that continues to linger even after he apparently reappeared publicly in recent days. North Korea said today, Saturday, that Kim attended the completion of a fertilizer factory near Pyongyang Friday. News and analysis at townhall.com. Labrador Retrievers are America's number one dog.
Labrador Retrievers remain the nation's most popular purebred for the 29th year in a row, according to American Kennel Club rankings released today. After Labrador Retrievers, the top 10 include German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, French Bulldogs, bulldogs, poodles, beagles, Rottweilers, German short-haired pointers, and for the first time, the diminutive Pembroke Welsh Corgi. Pembrokes may have gotten a boost in recent years from corgi-focused social media accounts and the Netflix series The Crown. As more people stay home because of the coronavirus, America's dogs are having their day. Adoptions are up and more shelters are reporting being completely empty by people looking for companionship. I'm Jennifer King.
Today is Sunday, May the 3rd, and some famous people are celebrating birthdays, including singer Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons, 86 years old today. Sports announcer Greg Gumbel is 74. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Yeah, Sovereign Mind Radio. Know all about it. I've been waiting for her to get to the right part of the song.
Oh, that's it. Okay. You skip waving at me.
I'm actually doing some research here in between times. Wow, I mean, there's so much going on. It's ridiculous. But you got a question, sis?
Well, I just wanted to point out, first of all, I want to say to the ladies that are on the phone, we're not trying to scare you or anything like that with what we're going over, like with signing the ticket or not. I mean, it takes all of us to do this fight, and we're just trying to help you out. In saying that, the ones that didn't sign the citation and you got arrested, did they read your Miranda rights and give you access to attorney at that point, or no?
No.
No.
Well, that right there throws their case out the window.
You're off the hook.
And then I'd turn right around and sue
them.
Go right after these guys in a lawsuit.
Through the Title 42.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So you guys have got these guys by the proverbial short hairs here. But they didn't follow any procedures correctly. And if they don't follow those procedures, then they're not, all this isn't admissible in court. And, you know, you've also got false charges here as well, I think, too. I'd like to see what the actual charges were. Because you just can't go out and arrest somebody and make something up and then throw them in the holding cell down below and then tell them if they don't sign the ticket, you're going to take them to jail without informing them of what their rights actually are.
Yeah, tell them what you found there, buddy.
And abusing them.
That it was like a penal code violation, like a RICO.
Yeah, I'm looking at RICO acts. I don't even, you know, it's like, are you guys working for the mob or something?
Well, when in our lifetime have there been a situation like this that we've had to face? Yeah. They don't have the codes for it. I will say that when I was signing my papers in a very bad German accent, or when I was signing the citation, I said, I must sign the Bureau's papers. And several of them didn't hold back a chuckle.
But did they offer you a cigarette?
So
a glass of schnapps?
I took a picture of the citation. So the I don't know, maybe Heidi has it too, but it's 120275 H and S. Communicable disease prevention and control violation.
Okay, I was missing a two. That's why. Yeah, these things are pretty precise. You got to get it exactly right. I'll look that up. I'll look that up too.
Could you read that number again, please?
Yeah. So there's two. There's 120275 H and F communicable disease prevention and control, and then the second one is 1861. And then B in parentheses, CCR, and then it was
prohibited conduct on state property?
Is that a D or?
Or a B.
B like boy.
B as a boy. B as a bravo, Wynn. Got it?
Well, I would add it's, what's that Thomas Jefferson quote? Tyranny is defined as that which is legal for the government but illegal for the citizenry.
Yeah, there's two different sets of rules. You're not free anymore.
Within their numbers, you know, without masks, standing in those same places as us.
All right, I got it now. 1861, prohibited conduct. No person shall remain in or on any state property without having been ordered or directed by the member of the California Highway Patrol or persons having charge of the facility to leave said property. So that's what they got you. That's what the citation was about, was they're telling you to leave, and you're saying I don't have to. I would also, we have conflicting statute here, because if you go to the statute that says, hey, we have the right to peacefully protest, in the Constitution and redress our grievances, does this violate that statute? You can't do both. You can't just say, oh, we're in charge of everything and we can just waive all your constitutional rights because we are we and you are you, and we have guns and clubs and you have to go away. So they're not in the right here. And then the other health and safety code, I've got that pulled up here too. And any persons who after notice violates or who upon the demand of any health officer refuses, now I'm not sure if those guys are health officers
or not.
Or neglects to conform to any rule, order, or regulation prescribed by the department respecting a quarantine or disinfection of persons, animals. So, I mean, if they didn't have masks on and you're ordered to have masks on, wouldn't that they be in violation as well? And you're only guilty of a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. So, that's a misdemeanor. And so I think these guys are in real trouble for denying not only your constitutional rights, but denying you, Miranda rights that they're supposed to cite to you, not explaining to you what the repercussions of not signing mm-hmm. the ticket were. Yeah, I think you talked to an attorney, and they're going to tell you exactly what I just told you.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is, look, I'm looking at my citation, and they didn't even write the codes correctly. You know what I'm saying? My citation doesn't even have a code written down correctly. And that was the other reason why I didn't want to sign anything. I was like, I don't even know what codes you're writing.
Yeah, they're not going to – I wouldn't hang my hat on any of that. I understand your position and I understand, what you're saying, but don't even raise that argument because what you need to raise is the fact that they didn't explain things
right.
to you. That's where you need to go.
Right.
Okay.
And targeted you.
Yeah,
guys.
And the other thing about being targeted, was there a health and safety officer in the area when you were arrested?
No, not that we knew. And like we said, we were in contact with CHP, Sacramento PD, before. The public health officers are usually really the county or the state public health officers. And there were none on the premise that we knew of, though I'm sure, again, as they're the appointees of Governor Newsom, that they're involved with this decision, I'm imagining, because that's where who's making all the decisions right now, the governor and his appointed, health officers and such.
And he denied it. He's going to hang it on somebody. He denied it because,
And we told them, we heard about it while we were there, that he denied it on
right.
his press of that day. And some officers said, they snickered and said, of course, he's throwing it on us.
Yeah.
And they just remember, it's the ones with the stars and stripes on their shoulders that are... who are the appointed ones by governor.
There's going to be a record of him making the call somewhere.
Yeah, there has to be.
There has to be. There's going to be a memo. It didn't just come out of the blue. There's going to be witnesses. The slow drip. It's just a couple of agents in Cincinnati that are going after everybody in the Tea Party movement, right?
yeah.
That's,
so
that's,
I want to point out on my citation, it says that I am supposed to appear in court on June 30th at 3:30 in the morning. 3:30 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Well, the way that California has been working too, you can't even get any hold of anybody to change it. I mean, there is no service at all. You call these people on anything and they hang up on you or you can't get through. I mean, so that's another challenge in itself. I'm sure that they must have meant 3 p.m., but then again, I don't think they hold court.
So if they don't have the information on the citation correctly, can the whole thing just be thrown out and we're done?
Well, you'd have to go to court still, and you can't just get it to throw them out. You got to go to court and get it before a judge. And a technicality like that, which is a miss, you know, he checked the wrong box or something, is not
yeah, but if the citations aren't even correct.
Even that,
if it's a simple mistake, you know, that they'll correct that in the hearing and that type of thing. So you got to go after the fundamentals here of them not informing you what your rights, of not telling you. Those are the things that they made the mistakes on, that every officer has been trained not to make those mistakes on. And so that's the problem. You'll probably have to, you know, like I say, if I would go get an attorney that's going to work for you. You know, when anybody that, I mean, I would even contact Jay Sekulow possibly. At the ACLJ. They'll probably help you. Or Brad Dacus down there would probably help you. There's a few attorneys out there that will work on a basis, you know, not a contingency basis, but will work for free, a lot of them.
Well, Brad Dacus could take on the pastor.
That's what I'm saying.
Pastor definitely could get the Pacific Legal Foundation in that.
Absolutely. So that's what I would be doing. I'd be contacting these guys. And otherwise, if you don't have enough legal background or understanding, you're never going to be – you can't defend yourselves.
Yeah, the pastor is already friends with Brad Dacus.
There you go.
We will, you know, make sure that we're all connected with the best First Amendment attorneys in the state. This is serious. This is for everybody.
Well, I would call the ACLJ and talk to them. They are very good at this kind of stuff. You know, Jay Sekulow and Jordan Sekulow, and we worked with them before, and these guys were awesome. And so I would try those. And he's like the attorney for the United States president, so he's actually, you know, pretty good.
Well, what she was saying is they have a personal relationship with Brad Dacus.
Well, that's good, too.
Yeah.
Where I was going with the codes and stuff was maybe the cops did it on purpose because they know then it'll be thrown out. I'm just saying
maybe.
There could be that coming into play. Yeah. I'm just saying that may be an option. Well, I agree with Jimmy.
Said, you know, they told us they were standing out there and almost to a man or a woman, I mean, they were standing inside the Capitol on the west side looking out the windows, and he said, almost to a one of us, because, you know, there's always bad apples. Everyone was staring out at the crowd with a blank expression when we were told that we had to go out there and start pushing you off the property because we didn't want to. They didn't want to.
Well, they're Americans, too.
Why didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the question we have to start asking about our police officers. I mean, why don't they?
When we kept telling them that, call in sick, step away, stand down, don't do it. We have to all stand together on this one. And, you know, more and more model that in, you know, towns or counties or in other realms, whatever way people are modeling how to resist the tyranny and protect constitutional rights and restart life, we need to spread that word, whether it be business owners stepping out or mayors or town councils stepping up and saying we won't enforce these orders or law enforcement. We need to keep sharing those stories, or counties, mm-hmm. because so many people don't know. And the more we share that, the more they understand how to just literally free ourselves from the house arrest. Say this is illegal and tyrannical, and we will protect the Constitution, and we will protect, just everything. I mean, people's lives are being destroyed right now. Every minute that this goes on longer, there is just another person dying isolated and alone. There is another business crashing and falling, another family without food on their table. And it's so criminal that there should be war tribunals after this.
Well, go ahead.
We have to get going. We have another interview, but can I add about the fact that you said modeling? I wanted to add that I do believe when we were standing there, we were modeling peaceful resistance. In fact, I want to make sure everybody knows that there was a Proud Boy specifically stationed in front of us to protect us as security, like our own security with Freedom Angels. And Eric got attacked by the police first. By the CHP first. And he was ready to escalate it right away because he is so protective of us. And I looked at him and I said, Eric, stand down. That is not what we represent. That is not who we are. We are standing in peaceful resistance. You must stand down.
And he did.
I think you're absolutely correct. It has to be peaceful protest. And there is a certain amount of maturity here that is starting to become pervasive in our society, where we're starting to realize our government is out of control. We're starting to wake up to the fact that government is the basis of all tyranny. It doesn't come from the people. It comes from the government.
Absolutely.
And so we're seeing that. And every one of these guys took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, whether they did it as a CHP or most of them are ex-military. And when you go into the military, that's the first thing you do. They swear you in to support and defend the Constitution. So these guys have all swore an allegiance to the Constitution, not to Governor Gavin Newsom, and to follow whatever order that he decides to hand down from high, from his little cubicle up there in Sacramento, where he thinks he's, the emperor.
Well, our friend, Dr. Cordy Williams, he's a former Marine. He was there to speak with, and he was here there helping us too. And he is the one. I don't know if you heard about it. After when the CHP was in riot gear at the edge of the property, standing over everyone up on planters, he stood opposite them from a boat with a megaphone and said just what you're saying. And he said, "You swore an oath. You need to stand down." He's like, "You need to like." So we would love. We'll connect you with him because I think, you know, his. What he did and said was exactly what you're talking about and what people, the law enforcement needs to really have a deep, long, deep conversation with their conscience.
Have you got a pen? And maybe you can write down my email address and send me the contact information so that maybe we can get him on the show, because he sounds like a pretty dynamic guy that we'd like to talk to. Are you ready?
Yeah. Heidi or Denise, do one of you have a way to do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Kent Mark, KENTMARK, at MSN.com, Microsoft Network. I hate to say that, but
and you have Sal and my email address. I know you ladies have that. And also, if you guys could give us your information, so we can that'd be great. You know, just
because I'd like to connect them up with the lady that we had on last week as well. That's doing basically the same thing.
Yeah.
In Colorado.
Oh, she's amazing.
What
was her name again?
Her name's Karen. I can't remember her last name.
Well, and I'd like to say this before you guys go. I'd like to say I'm very proud of all the people that showed up to the Capitol. I'm starting to see the groups starting to unite and get past this petty bickering and understand that there's a bigger fight to fight here, and that we need to all consolidate our resources together in a united movement to go after these guys at every level, whether it's county, local, state, federal, take your pick. But I just want to say I'm proud of you guys for standing up.
Yeah. And thank you for coming on and sharing.
You ladies are amazing. Yeah. Thanks again.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
And keep us in the loop. You can always come on the show anytime. Just get a hold of me and we'll put you on.
Perfect. And you guys can follow us. Your listeners can follow us at Freedom Angels Foundation on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Telegram, Twitter, Freedom Angels. So we're on all the social media.
Thank you.
Perfect.
We appreciate it. Have a good day, girls.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to type that in right now, Freedom Angels.
I've got them. Great time. I guess we're going to go to a break. And, Jimmy, if you want to call in, now's the time, because I do have a guest coming on at after 11:30. So if you want to call in, get us right after this break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
In the
these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Speaking of old times.
Oh, yeah. Boy,
that's going back.
I went into the vault this morning. Uh-huh. You, the old House of the Rising Sun, you know. I'm not sure whether I'm having flashbacks to old bar fights or flashbacks to the casino movie.
The movie.
I don't know, but that was one of our dad's favorite songs.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like, there you have it.
There you have it.
All right.
We do have...
We lost. Are we back?
We're back. We've got Jimmy on the line. I know Jimmy wanted to go over a few things on this COVID-19 stats. So go for it, Jimmy.
Yes, I love Eric Burden and the animals, too.
Yeah. I couldn't decide whether I was going to go with Eric Burden or Frigid Pink, but there was too much distortion on Frigid Pink, so I went with Eric.
Yeah, we'll talk about that sometime. First off, I'd like to kind of deviate the police union. Don't most police have unions, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all these other unions in America, if they don't like something, they're going to picket. And they're protected not to lose their jobs if they picket. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I am calling on all the law enforcement people out there, if they don't like what's going on, they need to picket. Because if I'm not wrong, their jobs should be protected if they... say this is BS, this shouldn't be happening.
How ironic would it for them to be getting arrested on the states of the Capitol for picketing, the fact that they don't want to arrest anybody for picketing on the states of the Capitol?
All right. Okay, I'm not going that far, but I'm just saying.
I like to
say they should have the right to picket because a lot of those guys don't like what's going on. So, that being said, moving forward, let's talk about the padded numbers of corona deaths in America. If you go to the CDC, coronavirus disease cases in the U.S., if you go to the CDC cases in the U.S., they have a box on the right that says total deaths as of today, 64,283. Well, right below that, there's a thing that says about the data. And if you punch on that, you'll see updated daily number of jurisdictions. And then if you scroll up, it says confirmed and probable cases.
Confirmed and probable?
Exactly. Now, folks, pay attention here, because this is where I'm going to prove all this. These numbers are padded. As of April 14, 2020, CDC case counts and death counts include both confirmed and probable cases and deaths. So, they note a confirmed case or death is defined by meeting confirmatory laboratory evidence for COVID-19. Okay, so that's a confirmed death. And then it goes down and says a probable case or death is defined by one of the following: meeting clinical criteria and epidemiologic evidence with no confirmatory laboratory testing performed for COVID-19.
So what is epidemiologic evidence? That's some kind of skin thing, evidently?
I'm not that smart. But it's not confirmed.
Right. Yeah, they didn't confirm it's COVID-19 at all.
Right, and that's only one of them. The next one says meeting presumptive laboratory evidence and either clinical criteria or epidemiologic evidence. And then the next one says meeting vital records criteria with no confirmatory laboratory testing performed for COVID-19. Hello?
Are
things getting padded here, folks? Yeah. And I got another one for you.
Well, let me before you do that, epidemiologic, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Trying to
say that five times fast.
At once.
Epidemiology, thank you, is the study and analysis of the distribution patterns and determinants of health and disease conditions as defined in populations. It is a cornerstone of public health shapes. So we're talking about heart disease and everything across the board. So any kind of a condition, basically, that, you know, was already there is now being attributed to the COVID-19 virus with no evidence.
All the comorbid diseases is what they already said.
Right.
If you're obese or slightly overweight.
Right. It could be anything.
It could be anything.
Absolutely. It can be asthma.
It can be heart disease. It can be any number of things. You're already
diabetes.
You're already compromised.
Yeah. You're already compromised. And so when you pass away from those issues, they're citing it as COVID.
And what they also are doing is that the hospitals that are employing this thing to pad the numbers are getting a federal grant money as well.
A kickback?
A kickback for padding the numbers.
Oh, that would never happen.
No.
Follow the money.
Here is the really, really, really real clincher. If you go to the CDC and write this down, folks, the provisional death counts for coronavirus disease, COVID-19. Provisional death counts for coronavirus disease, COVID-19. They have if you scroll up, bear with me, folks.
Okay, I'm there.
The coded ICD-10 code, IJ07.1, states that 16,564 deaths on those figures are presumptive COVID deaths. Yes.
So
out of all the deaths, 16,000 are it?
No. Those are presumptive cases.
Okay.
So on if you go to the COVID-19, like the COVID-19 absolute deaths that have occurred in America are only 37,308 cases. So
virtually less than the regular flu.
Yes, but now they're saying it's like 64,000 something.
Yeah, 64,283 out of a total cases of 1,092,000 and so forth.
Right.
Yeah.
So, folks, go to CDC provisional death counts for coronavirus, and it will show that the actual death rate for the COVID-19 is 37,308. And then if you go to I lost my glasses, jerk. Dang it. It's IJ07-1. It'll show that the presumptive cases are 16,564. So that could be, you know, if I had a heart attack and went into the hospital and I have the, you know, tracings of the virus, they can go, oh, he had COVID.
Yeah, they're padding the numbers. It's obvious they're padding the numbers. They're padding all of the numbers to get the narrative, either to make the economy sink by not having anybody working and continuing that narrative so the economy just tanks so that it looks bad for Trump in the fall, and then they keep everybody home so they vote by mail. And while in the meantime, Nancy Antoinette's eating ice cream down there in Napa in her $24,000 freezer, and do you think she actually gives a crap about any of us?
And they're all getting the money in New York and in L.A. so that they can continue the narrative that they always want to keep doing as the Democrats keep pushing forward, because mm-hmm. that's where the populace is, because that's where the voting blocks are. So that's exactly what's going to be happening. They're continue doing that so that they will get the money so they can fund whatever tyrannical program they want
to
fund.
And in the meantime, they're throwing scraps to everybody, like stimulus scraps and whatever,
yeah.
unemployment scraps. And, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and basically their unemployment was more than their...
Because they got extra money. What was it, extra $800, $600 or something?
So you got some kid... Yeah, so you get some kid who, you know, is typically making $500 a week or something, and now he's getting $1,000 a week, and does he want to go back to work?
No.
Some of the states have implemented a clause that if you do not go back to your work that you were hired at, it's a voluntary, like you're voluntary quitting.
Yeah, I mean, and they should, because this is ridiculous. I mean, and some of the loans that you get out of the federal government for your payroll is one of the conditions is you can't go back to work while you're on it. So in other words, your employer is making these payments from the federal government money, and if he wants you to come in and work and do something, oh, you can't do that. That's illegal.
Right.
Right.
So please, folks out there, go to the CDC cases in U.S. CDC, and then go to provisional death counts for coronavirus CDC, and you will see that the numbers are padded.
Well, I'm looking at an article here from the Gateway Pundit. Tyranny. Oregon Governor Kate Brown extends lockdown to July 6th, despite ranking 40th on the state coronavirus list with 104 deaths in a state of 4 million.
Whatever happened to, I guess Gavin Newsom was supposed to get together with the governors of Oregon and Washington and do some, you know, West Coast pack or something with opening up. Did anybody hear about what happened with that?
Because
he was supposed to have a speech or whatever yesterday, and it never happened.
Hey, Jimmy, I hate to cut you off, and I really appreciate you calling in, but we do have a guest on the other line.
Gotcha. All right, guys.
No, thanks for the information. We really appreciate it.
All right, love you guys. Check
all right.
Stuff
thanks,
out.
Thanks, Jimmy. Bye-bye. We really appreciate the information, and with that, we do have Nick Adams on the line. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to join you and your listeners.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We got an Australian.
Yeah, we do. Thanks for holding the line. I hope you heard the conversation. I know that we were having a difficult time with time this morning, but hopefully we got you for till the top of the hour.
You most certainly do. I'm looking forward to a fruitful and enjoyable conversation.
Very good. Very good.
Tell us something about yourself. Where you're from and what made you come to America and things like that for our listeners.
Well, I'm a 35-year-old immigrant to the United States of America. I've been coming to the United States regularly for the last 10 years, but immigrated finally on the 29th of July, 2016. I'm a best-selling author. I commentate on television a fair bit. And I speak all around the country. I also run a national nonprofit that teaches children, that goes into public schools and teaches civics and promotes patriotism and the American dream.
Wow, that's
so
very
that's
nice.
Me in a nutshell.
I also see that you speak fluent German and Greek. How did you happen to do that?
Well, my maternal and paternal heritage can be responsible for that. I was born to a father with Greek heritage and a mother with German heritage.
Oh.
And so that's how I learned both languages.
All right. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to go to a break. But when we get back, I do know that you have written a book, a recent book, and you have studied the, you know, comparing Trump with Churchill. And I want to get your take on all that at the other side of the break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. And did you ever think that we could be sometimes like brothers? The future's in the air. Can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
We all have friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to RedingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to RedingCivic.com to learn more.
Mind Radio, fast-paced show today, as usual, getting to so much information is ridiculous. We've got Nick Adams on the line, and he wrote a book, Trump and Churchill, Defenders of Western Civilization. Can you kind of give us a little bit of preview of what that's about?
Yes, and I certainly can. Look, I think Winston Churchill said it best when he said that bold captains are required for perilous seas, and that's certainly what he found himself in during his prime ministership. Back midway through the 20th century, and that's certainly what Donald Trump finds himself today. So a man like Donald Trump, consequential, unique, and historic, has existed in the past in terms of Winston Churchill. And where Churchill conquered the Axis powers, President Trump is conquering the swamp. Both have unorthodox approaches to domestic and international relations. That's why Churchill's remembered, and I certainly think that Donald Trump will be as well. And look, on the surface, they're very different people. One was 5'6" and loved to drink. The other is a 6'3" teetotaler. One napped every afternoon. The other barely sleeps. One began his career by opposing tariffs. The other by introducing them. One a great orator. The other a rather crude but very effective tweeter. One a lifelong politician. The other a billionaire businessman. But if you look a little bit deeper, you find the two men are actually remarkably similar. Neither concealed their true self or conformed to expectations. Both were confident, loved their country. Both intensely disliked, even hated. Clear thinkers and plain speakers. Alpha males. Both stared down their enemies. Both endured battles with the political establishment wanting their destruction. Both followed very weak predecessors. Of course, Churchill had Neville Chamberlain and Donald Trump had Barack Obama. And I think that that contrast, that juxtaposition, has only served to magnify, in both Churchill and Trump's cases, their leadership qualities. So my book is a comparison of the two men, the enemies they faced, and their strategy in defeating them.
Wow. That's a lot, because they're both very complicated individuals. I mean, you think about it. Comparison, there's a lot of differences, but like you say, there's a lot of comparisons in how they're handling the office. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of commonality in terms of their personality, in terms of their approach. In my new book, Trump and Churchill, we go and get actual passages from British national newspapers in the mid-1930s, late 1930s, early 1940s. And if I didn't tell you that those passages were from British national newspapers and were referring to Winston Churchill, you would automatically assume, sight unseen, hearing it, that they were about Donald Trump and they were in the New York Times or Washington Post. So similar was the criticism, so identical were the accusations. Both men, of course, have had lots of experts and advisors around them. Winston Churchill, much like Donald Trump, took the counsel of those people, but always ended up going with his own gut instinct. So both men have that in common. As we've seen now with this battle with the invisible enemy, with coronavirus, the president has been accused of being too optimistic. This was also a charge leveled at Winston Churchill constantly throughout his period as Prime Minister. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, accused Donald Trump of peddling a false optimism. And so too did people in Europe at the time. So both men are very similar, and there are incredible parallels between the times and the men. And my book is essential for the clear understanding of the dangers for America and the world. It's vital for people to understand what is at stake in the 2020 election and in the world right now.
Wow. You know, I guess you could compare both of them to bulldogs. I mean, you got the British bulldog, obviously Churchill, but maybe we ought to come up with a new one for Trump, like the Brooklyn Pit Bull or something. it certainly seems like these guys don't take a lot of guff off of much of anybody, and they call things honestly as they see them, I think.
Absolutely, yes. They're both very bold. They're both very direct. You know, if you get a list of adjectives that you would use to describe Winston Churchill, you find that almost every single one of those adjectives can also be applied to Donald Trump. Bold, individualistic, aggressive, risk-taking, unconventional, and so forth. And yes, both men love to fight, love to win, and that was very clear. And they didn't kind of pander to the expectations or the conformity that was associated to the office that they took. So both men are very much leaders, very much unorthodox in their way that they governed and the way that they ended up leaving such a lasting impact.
You know, the one thing that I think, and I don't know about Churchill, but the one thing, the biggest thing that I think Trump has done more than any other president or any other leader in the history of the world, is called the media out for what they are, a pack of animals. I mean, they're just a pack of liars, vipers, you know, a den of thieves, if you want to call them that. But, I mean, he's the only one that has come out and bold and said they're nothing but fake news, and they all report lies, and they don't tell the truth, and they black out stuff they don't want you to hear, and then they embellish anything they want you to twist the narrative for the globalists. What do you think?
Without a doubt, I think that's been one of the great strengths of the Trump presidency. Look, Donald Trump, much in the same vein as Winston Churchill, is a disruptor, a lightning rod for change, a catalyst for change. And I think that we all realize how bad things were in terms of the swamp, in terms of the globalist ambitions of previous leaders and the inclinations of those in high-powered positions in Washington, D.C. But nothing could possibly have prepared us for just how deep it really went. And Donald Trump has done that. Winston Churchill similarly did the same thing. The elites don't like people like that. So the newspapers and journalists and the elites in the media and in those social circles don't like people that really have no regard for their opinion, that are totally unimpacted by what you have to say. So I'm with you. I think that that's been one of the great strengths of Donald Trump, exposing the enemies domestic that exist here in the United States that don't have America's best interests at heart.
Well, it's been kind of a crazy ride, that's for sure. And I think we're starting to see the pendulum swing back. I mean, these guys have been in control, and they'll do anything to retain control, it seems like. You know, I don't think they would stop at anything, quite frankly, you know, from what we've seen. But I think Trump's starting to win the game. We need to get him back in November, and then I think we better address the debt is going to be the next big thing, because the economy is in shambles at this point.
Well, you know, as the president said, he built up the greatest economy before, and he will do it again. You know, and this whole media thing, you're right. You really are spot on. I mean, the spring media were dangerously deceived and manipulated by Hitler, as I outline in my book. You know, and members of the media and the ruling classes of both Britain and America should have learned some critically important lessons, but most of them didn't. And there's really been no repentance for their extremely shameful failure in the decade leading up to the Second World War. And that's why I think most of them are such abject failures today. And it's essentially the same problem that, that Donald Trump now faces.
Well, I mean, you know, Churchill had his big Waterloo, or not Waterloo, but his big moment with the, I guess it was Hitler's Waterloo, more like with World War II. But and Trump, it seems like China is going to be a problem. What's your take on that?
I agree. I think that China is really shaping up to be a massive. You know, what's incredible is that Donald Trump's stump speech, Donald Trump's interviews in the 1980s, Donald Trump's platform for being elected, and all of the things that he's never budged on, bringing back jobs, bringing back manufacturing, made in the USA, hire American, buy American, all of that stuff, all of that was even more on the money than I think anybody realized. And we can particularly see that now with the way that this pandemic has absolutely wreaked havoc. Trump had the policies and he had the ideology and he had all the right ideas before all of this even happened. And now that they're happening, he really is the best person to be in there. And like Churchill, he has this will to win. Both leaders delivered a very different and sometimes unpopular message, but what they had in common was that they always ultimately ended up being proved right. And we look back over the last 2 months, and every single time the president has been decried for being incorrect or not having things right, he's always ended up ultimately being proved right, and this is something that Churchill had as well. But just looking back in the last 6 weeks, Trump banned travel to China. That was the right move. Trump was right about hydroxychloroquine. Trump was right about the number of ventilators. Trump was right about the numbers starting to recede once the warmer weather hit with coronavirus. So again and again and again, despite all the protestations to the contrary, Donald Trump ultimately ends up proving right. And it's not the first time. There was also this whole kerfuffle about whether or not there were... Donald Trump came out and said that on September 11, that there were some Muslims that were celebrating on rooftops.
Yep.
And lo and behold, they dig into the news archives, and sure enough, there were.
Listen, Nick, we're going to run out of time, and we'd like to have you back on the program when we have a little more time. We've got about 3 minutes,
yeah.
I predict this is the year of the boomerang, just in case you wanted to know about what's happening with Trump. But give us your information on how people can get a hold of your book, where they can go to find out more about you.
And also tell us about Liberty, your organization. Flag.
My nonprofit is Flag, the Foundation for Liberty and American Greatness. You can go to our website, flagusa.org. That's flagusa.org. You can order my new book, Trump and Churchill, Defenders of Western Civilization. It's available on Amazon right now. It's got a foreword by Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and Majority Leader. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all good bookstores, if they're open, of course. But you can go online to bn.com for Barnes & Noble or amazon.com, and you can order the book immediately.
Yeah, I just typed in Nick Adams' book, and I got all the above.
We have about 1 minute left. Is there anything else you would like the listeners to hear from you?
Well, look, I just want people to remain as optimistic as they can in these times. These are trying and difficult times, but you never bet against America, because whenever America's back has been against the wall, it's always emerged bigger and stronger and better than before. And I think it will again. I think we've got the right person in the White House to be dealing with this. I think the American resolve and resilience that it's famous for is going to come out in the next few months. And I think that America's going to continue to not just be great, but be even better than it's ever been.
They're going to cut us off, Nick. Hey, have great...
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate
it. Absolutely. We'll be in touch.
All right, have a great day.
Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not force. It's not force. Of course it's force. It's not reason, it's not eloquence, it's force. Force like fires are dangerous, surfing, and a fearful master. Talk to you later.
This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Have a great week.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.